Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Noel Stranger by Richard Paul Evans. Read by Aaron Mallon. Chapter 1. You might be wondering why I would let you, a complete stranger, read parts of my diary. Maybe it's the bus rider syndrome, in which people, for unknown reasons, share with total strangers the most intimate details of their lives. Maybe. But I think it's simpler than that. I think our desire to be understood is stronger than our fear of exposure. Maggie Walter's Diary. How did I get here? I once heard someone describe her life as a car with 4 flat tires. I would be happy with that. If my life were a metaphorical car, it would be in much worse shape. Wheels stolen, windshield smashed, and dirt poured into its gas tank. I'd say that the demolition of my life happened in a matter of months, but that's not really true. It had been happening for the last 3 years of my marriage. I was just oblivious. You probably read about the horror of my life in the newspaper or somewhere online. It's one of those tragic stories that people love to wring their hands over and feign sympathy about as they lustfully share the sordid details, like describing a car accident they witnessed. Before the truth popped out like a festering pustule, excuse the gross simile, it just seems fitting, my life seemed idyllic on the surface. I own a thriving and exhausting catering company called Just Desserts. We do more than desserts. The woman I inherited the business from started by baking birthday and wedding cakes, and the name stuck. My husband of 9 years, Clive, whom, by the way, I was madly in love with, was a partner in a prominent Salt Lake City law firm and a city councilman going on almost 4 years. I went through the whole campaign thing with him twice, speaking to women's groups, holding babies, the whole shebang. It wasn't really my thing. I've always been more of an introvert. But it was his, and I loved him and believed in supporting my husband. Unlike me, Clive was a natural at public life. Everyone loved him. He had a way of making you feel like you were the most important person in the room. I think that's what initially drew my heart to him, the way he made me feel seen. Less than a year ago, Clive's name had been placed on the short list of potential Salt Lake City mayoral candidates for
sample complete. Ready to continue?